Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping it fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. This episode is called Before the Testimony, the Power of Using Your Teacher Voice. I am sitting here in my car outside of the Nebraska State Capitol. In just a few minutes, I will walk inside and share my story with a panel of senators for LR204, a resolution looking at teacher burnout and retention in our state. There's something surreal about the quiet before a moment like this. After 20 years in the classroom, this feels different. I'm not walking into my room to teach today. Instead, I'm walking into the system that shapes it. Before we get into it, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is colorful leaves of autumn. They remind me that the change is natural and sometimes necessary. Like trees shedding what's old, education may be ready for a renewal. Second thing that I'm thankful for, wide open roads to drive on. That long drive to Lincoln gave me time to think, to pray, and to focus, y'all. And what I know is that advocacy starts with movement. Every mile is momentum. Third thing that I'm thankful for, a calm blue sky morning with the sunrise. That's right. That early light brings perspective. Even in stress, hope still rises, y'all. Well, let's get into the main topic here for this episode. Before the testimony, the power of using your teacher voice. I want to talk about why advocacy matters. See, advocacy, when we look at advocacy, policy shapes our classroom, and policies often come from people who've never stood in one or never taught in one, for sure. Teachers don't speak up for attention. They speak up for accuracy and accountability. Advocacy isn't politics. It's stewardship of our profession, y'all. And teacher voice is teacher leadership. Let's talk about that, how teacher voice is teacher leadership. Every teacher leads, title or not. Leadership happens in the way that we greet kids at the door, guide a group project, or help a colleague after school. Speaking up beyond the classroom is an extension of that same leadership. Courage mixed with care, y'all. And teachers don't want to control the narrative. They just want it to be accurate. Each year, the story of education gets told in headlines and hearings. But too often, it's written about teachers instead of by them. The loudest voices sometimes belong to people who haven't lived a school day in years. And when teachers speak, we aren't trying to steer policy for personal gain. That's not what it's about. We're trying to correct the record for our students. We want the truth of teaching in modern teaching time period in 2025. We want it told fairly, y'all. The joy, the exhaustion, the laughter, the humanity. And when the story is inaccurate, damage spreads quietly. Parents hear myths about short hours or easy breaks or missing the emotional labor of guiding a class full of different hearts. policymakers see percentages, but not people. When teachers get reduced to scores and scripts, teachers begin to disappear from their own story. And that's how identity erosion begins, y'all. So accuracy shapes policy. If the only story told is test scores are down, the solution will always be test-based. But if the story includes trust, relationships, safety, policies can start to look more human. And that's why teacher voice matters, not for control, but for truth. Authentic voice redefines leadership, y'all. True leadership is relational, not positional. Teacher curate curiosity. They design belonging and nurture resilience every single day. Leadership is the ripple effect of authenticity, and teachers generate those ripples constantly. That's why I'm testifying today, not because I think my words alone will change policy, but because silence never will. If we keep letting others tell the story for us, misunderstanding and mistrust grow. When we tell it ourselves with heart, honesty, and hope, the story shifts towards healing. So as I sit here outside the Capitol, I'm not thinking about politics. I'm thinking about accuracy, about the change to make the story of teaching in Nebraska just a little more real. If even one senator leaves today seeing teachers with more empathy and understanding, it's worth every mile. So let's talk about identity erosion, the root of burnout. See, burnout isn't only exhaustion. It's the disconnect between who we are and what we're allowed to be. Teachers join this profession because it aligns with their identity, service, creativity, love for kids. And when the system strips that autonomy of trust away, it frays the very sense of self that keeps us passionate. You can sleep off fatigue, but you can't rest away identity loss. You can't. Only restoration can fix that. So let's talk about courage over comfort. Advocacy is uncomfortable. It's vulnerable with a microphone. But comfort never changed the system. Courage isn't loud, it's consistent. It's saying, here's the truth, even when your voice might shake a little. Let's talk about the teacher pipeline crisis, y'all. Every empty classroom equals one less stable adult in a child's world. When identity erodes, retention collapses. Keeping teachers isn't about pay or perks, it's about purpose. And so that's what we have to remember when we look at the teacher pipeline crisis. And now I want to talk about carrying voice with you. See, I'm not walking in for myself this morning. I'm not. I'm carrying every teacher who's ever said, I wish someone would listen. Every student who needs consistency, for every colleague who's still hanging on because they believe their work matters, y'all. So when I go in, I'm not just walking in for myself. I'm walking in for all of those educators, y'all. I know the responsibility that carries with me this morning. And I will do my best to do it in a way that's meaningful, purposeful, and honors not just my voice, but all of those other educators, and knowing that the role that we're in and the impact that we can have and the impact that we can play for generations to come. With my final reflection before heading in, as I watch those Capitol doors, I feel both small and significant. One drop in a larger current. Today isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. Because change doesn't start with titles. It starts with teachers willing to tell the truth. If you found value in this episode, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.